those kinds of questions. And then after about 2 weeks or so, we give them our dress code. You guys ready for this? It's called the 6 B's. No boobs, butts, bra straps, boxers, or briefs. And I forgot one. Or bellies. Okay? We see any of those, and we tell the student they have permission to go home and change their clothes and come back. Okay? So that's our 6 B's. We see any of those, and that's it. Okay? The next thing, then, is our dating policy. We don't have one. Again, our dating policy is basically our leaders have great marriages, and Chris Vallotton thinks that this is the best school in the world to come to find your date. Or your mate, I should say. I mean, not date, you find your mate. And so the reason behind that, and I know it's very different from what a lot of seminaries do, the reason behind that is because anytime you put a male and a female in a room, there's going to be sparks flying and emotions going no matter what. Like, you're not going to control that. And so basically our heart is that they wouldn't have to hide it under the table, that they would have it up out in front, and we could have permission to speak into their lives in the middle of them developing that relationship, okay? So we want to have access to pastor them through that. So that's our dating policy. Okay, so yes, let's go to this one. Okay, the next thing is attendance, homework, and homework requirements. Okay, basically, just a really quick thing. Our school's 9 months long. We have fall, spring, and Christmas vacation times. It's really important that you try to coordinate your school break times with the local elementary schools. So if you guys have people that are attending your school that have kids in the local elementary schools, you know, if they're on vacation and your students aren't, really hard to, like, figure out daycare and everything. So we try to organize our school to coincide with the local elementary schools. Every day they're required to do Bible reading. They have other homework. They've got monthly book reports that they do, you know, connected to the book list. We have them read roughly one book every 3 weeks. It's pretty intense. If you're doing a part-time school, do not do that. Part-time school looks like maybe one book every 2 months, something like that, okay, depending on how many hours you're doing. They do monthly book reports with that. They attend 2 services a week. We require them to do that because we feel like them coming to Bethel on the weekends is a big part of them actually getting our culture. And so we want them to, we feel like that's part of the whole school experience. They're required to attend home groups, and then they also apply to be prayer servants. So, like, the people that are up front on Sundays and our other services, those ones are actually trained prayer servants. We don't just allow anybody up there, okay? Too many weirdos out there. We train them.